and you're having some difficulties, that you can say, okay, can I take refuge in something so that I'm not as activated by self? Can I go back to the fact that this self is just something that I am, that my brain is creating for me? And is there a literally in a refuge and an experience of refuge in my biology that I can attach to and say, this exists? And one of the refuges I take when I sit for meditation is in literally just the energy of the universe moving through me. What happens in this organism as it is alive? In yoga, in the yoga tradition, there's an entity called the nada sound, N-A-D-A. And it's the sound that is happening in the central nervous system when there is no other sound. And so Ajahn Sumedho does an entire teaching on this in his retreats as a way to experience being at the ground in your auditory experience, being at basic, alive, receptive, auditory consciousness. And as I was sitting on the retreat, I realized that this is also true of all of the other skandhas, of all the other kinds of consciousness. It is true of eye consciousness. It is true of olfactory consciousness. It is true of somatosensory consciousness. And it is true of mental formations. And that there is this ground, this electrical sense, that if you get quiet enough, you can actually participate in. And it offers me, subsequent to that retreat experience, something that I can use when I'm disrupted by the day and I'm saying, oh boy, I need to ground in something, and right now the only thing I have is whatever sensory system I want to pick at the moment. So what I'm going to do is actually three of these. We'll start with the experience of the nada sound, and then with your eyes closed, I'll hopefully take you to what I believe is the experience of nada sight. And then at the end of the meditation, which will be about 20, 25 minutes long, we will see if we can reach for nada mind. So that's the brain exchange that I promised you at the end of the day. So again, this will be a guided meditation. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, thanks. At the there will be a break at the end, so you're very welcome to sit longer. We're really going to try to become as quiet as possible in this meditation, and if you would like to continue it for 15 or 20 minutes or so, please feel free to do that. If you need to leave the room for one reason or another, be mindful as you walk out that there may be others sitting.
And we'll do the break in silence. Right. We'll do the break in silence.
So once again, take up your seat. Here we are, getting to meet ourselves again. And bring yourself into the body. Let your posture be a relaxed, and balanced. Let your heart be soft. Let your breathing be quiet and even. And come into the here and the now. Let there be a sense of safety. Let there be a sense of self-compassion. this human experience, moment by moment by moment. Take a couple of slightly larger breaths, and with each out-breath, settle more deeply into a state of relaxed, alert awareness. Maybe let a little joy bubble in to help in sitting in this state of interested investigation of what is true. And with your eyes closed and your body relaxed, bring your attention to hearing. The buzzing sound outside. The hum of the projector. The sounds in the room. The sounds in your body. Notice their arising, their staying, and their passing away. And having explored hearing of the sounds that are here, listen to the space in between the sounds. Listen for what's there in the silence. Sounds arise out of, sounds go back to. the sound of silence remains. Sometimes more present for you, sometimes further away. This silent sound is a refuge for all things heard. It is always there. It has security and integrity. And letting go of sound for a while, bring your attention to vision, to the experience of your eyes with your eyes closed. Even here, things happen. There may be lights, maybe sense of darkness. There may be sense of color. Look beyond those. Look into the light of darkness. See how all vision is painted on top of it. See how memory of things seen is painted on top of it. That everywhere you look, it's underneath. This is a refuge for all things seen. It is secure. It has integrity. It is the ground of your living visual system. And the energy of the universe passing through your visual brain. And now, letting go of sound and letting go of vision, letting go of touch and smell and taste, let your breath relax you into a deeper quiet. All experiences rises and passes away. Impermanent. Here gone. Watching the rhythms of feeling and thought and memory arise in your conscious mind and vanish. Pay attention to what is beyond them. That electric trembling that is mind. all thoughts and feelings come from this and go away into it. It is in the gaps between thoughts it is a refuge for all things thought. The energy of the universe moving through your mind. And out of it can come anything. This is the refuge of emptiness. If you can please be back by 3:45, and those who wish to sit until then, please feel free.
When we come back, we'll explore two modes of being related to these two lateral networks. So I really encourage you to come back after the break, and we'll end promptly at 5.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.